When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Evelyn.
I'm Gordon Bombay, the new hockey coach.
All right, let's go! Line B, come on!
We're Team USA, gathered from all across America. And we're going to stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks, and ducks fly together.
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. If you can't be great at hockey, it's like, don't bother. I'm Mike, that's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We are back, and we have survived 2020. We are in 2021 now. Exciting times here. We are currently in the midst of the Quack Question of the Year voting, so that should conclude, we'll say, on Sunday. So you got a few more days, and then we'll have the winner on and announce who the winner is, have him or her on, and really pass the torch on the Quack Questions here. So right now,
voting through Sunday, January 10th, for those of you who aren't listening to these in real time.
That's a good point. Yeah, if you're listening in the backlog, then you're probably out of luck. So Sunday, January 10th, we'll say 11:59 p.m. January 10th.
Central time.
Oh, good point. So right now, Michael F and 28_8kbps tweets are in the lead, but I would not say it's really insurmountable one way or another. You can vote once per hour. And while, I mean, I don't necessarily encourage like stuffing the ballot box and getting voting bots, I don't necessarily discourage it either. So if you got to cheat to win, I mean, I'm not going to really go in and verify these votes is what I'm saying. So you didn't hear it from me, but get on it and try to break some voting records here. So with that, let's move on. We had a lot to talk about right at the end of the year there. We got Steve Brill on. He talked about the new show, but we have really not talked about the – I guess it's not really a trailer, according to Steve Brill. It's just like a video that they did for Investor Day that got out on the internet. But I'm going to call it a trailer. And a lot to go on here. So if you missed it, I'm going to play the trailer now for you guys. And then we'll come back and we'll discuss it.
Are we ducks or what?
When you tell somebody you're working on the Mighty Ducks reboot, it needs no further introduction. We're gonna make a lot of people really happy.
The Ducks are a powerhouse organization. The record 10 state championships. A little different than the Ducks of the 90s.
Sunscreen.
You know we play indoors, right?
Scrimmage, now let's go!
I gotta cut you. If you can't be great at hockey, it's like, don't bother.
Shouldn't kids be able to play sports for fun?
Stephanie, you brought two private trainers to your kids' hockey practice.
I'm a pediatric sports psychologist.
Okay. Let's start our own team. I want you to think about all the other kids who've been told that they're too small or too slow.
Wouldn't even mean any good.
No, I agree. I would not be an asset physically. I have more of a podcast body.
I have 24 hours to find a coach.
You lost? So if you're looking at red skates, that's up front.
My mom doesn't seem to care for any good or not. I don't think the other kids care either.
Yeah, you know who else doesn't care? This guy.
Wait, which guy?
This guy?
You gotta be more specific.
How are you not getting this? You gotta make this happen for yourself.
Let's do this.
Why do you care so much?
Because you care. It's not over yet.
All right. There we go. You guys, I mean, I'm sure everyone listening has already seen it now, but just a refresher for you guys. So, yeah. So Emilio comes out, talks about, you know, we're going to make a lot of people very happy. And then we really get into the 1992 to 2021. First thing that pops up, new Ducks logo. Your thoughts on the new Ducks logo?
I'm going to defer to Kevin, who is a professional designer.
Oh, good point.
I haven't really looked at it too in depth. Let me pull it up real quick. I like it. I almost wish, like, I like the nostalgic aspect of it. Like, it is obviously, you know, pretty close to that D2 logo. I kind of almost wish it had been like a total redo, like a complete update. But I get like the nostalgic aspect, and I get why they wanted to do that. I just kind of, I'm left wanting a little bit more kind of reimagining of it.
That's a good take. So we do know in our talk with Brill, like, I guess they could not use like the full, like, old one introduced in D2, you know. Even though there's no rule about switching uniforms in the middle of the game, there are rules about copyright. And so this does a good job of really giving us that callback. And, you know, one could also think, if we're kind of looking at the lore of Ducks, like, maybe the Eden Hall has adopted the quote unquote new Ducks logo. And so District 5, which turned into the Ducks, needed a new logo anyway. And so maybe this is the reimagining. Because if you think back to like the 1992 logo, it is like, it's cartoony, whatever. And so, Kevin, if you were to kind of create a logo that was a little bit more modern, what would you do to this? Or what's like an aspect you would want to see included?
I don't know. Again, I haven't really like delved too deeply into this, but I feel like, and again, I get why this is, but it kind of just looks like an angry, like, Donald Duck to me. Mm-hmm. Like a sinister Donald Duck, which I would watch that series. But I don't know. Like, I feel like it kind of needed to go away from, like, the mask aspect of it. I almost also kind of wish they had, if they're going to play off of anything, it was the original Ducks logo instead of this one. Again, I get why, because this is the more kind of recognized one. Or maybe figure out a way to incorporate the two somehow. I don't know really how you can make that work. But I more or less like what they did with the type and the kind of the updated hockey sticks as well. I just wish we'd seen a bit more of an evolution. Again, I don't really know what that looks like. But
I wonder, and obviously we haven't seen this, but if you're making like, if you're in the Ducks universe and you're kind of designing new logos, you want callbacks to the old logos, whether it be like you've got like a 1992 somewhere on there, mm-hmm. or something, or like initials of someone, if you had like Hans's initials or Gordon Bombay, whatever. So I wonder if maybe there is a callback, and I wonder if we will see the original logo somewhere. I imagine we're going to see it hanging in Gordon's, you know, office, whatever. But I think we'd have to kind of see a little bit more of like the full jerseys. But I like it. You know, it does, it looks sinister, which is like the point, I guess. Like, hey, they are now like the elite team there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, as Brill said, he was trying to just use the old logo. So I think he was just trying to make it as close to the logo without violating copyright or whatever. So, you got the mask and the hockey sticks, which is fine. The only thing I don't really like is like the half teal, half purple sort of outline, and this might just be because it's on center ice. I'm looking at the center ice logo right now, so we'll see how it plays out from there. But moving beyond that, obviously you have the podcast kid, and then it looks like he has a partner, that girl with the glasses, and then, you know, the main kid, I believe his name is Evan, played by Brady Noon. It seems like he's on the Ducks, gets cut. I'm curious to see if they explain like how he made the team, since this is supposed to be an elite team and he looks just terrible. But we'll see how that goes. You have the podcast guys, a little brother, they're going to start their own team. And then she says she has 24 hours to find a coach. I guess this is because the league is starting, or do we have any like theories about how this whole thing comes together?
It would make sense. He probably gets cut on the last day of roster cuts because maybe there was like an open tryout and he like almost makes it. He gets cut. And I guess maybe it's like he lives in the Ducks boundary, so he can't go play for another team unless there was another team or something like that. So that's my guess.
Well, I will say to that point, Tommy, I do think it brings up an interesting point about the boundary discussion and whether that's still alive and well in this era, because I mean, you can't just go create another boundary with 24 hours to go. That would be, I mean, why wouldn't you draw it and get some like ringers in there? You know what I mean? Like, if you have the power to do that, like, unless they're kind of putting like a free agent league or a free agent district where it's like the kids that don't make the teams from any district can join this team. And maybe that's the case. It's just, there was so much made of the districting and everything in the first one that I think that's an interesting point to bring up.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're going to go ahead, Mike, but I was going to say, like, I'm sure they'll have some kind of explanation.
I was just going to say, in our initial sort of districting and trying to figure out the district lines for every district, we did theorize that there was one team that was just made up of like sort of cast-offs who didn't have a district just because the map did not match up with how many teams were in the league. So it is possible. I would hope they have some sort of explanation about the like living quarters, but I am not as confident as you.
Well, they could also do something where it's like, hey, I live in this district. They said I'm not good enough to play for the team, but I want to play hockey. And they might say, okay, then that's like, if you're not good enough for your home district, maybe you can go to another one. But I was going to say, there's one line, Lauren Graham's like, why can't kids just play for fun? It's like, well, then join a different league. You know, this is Minnesota hockey. There's not one league in the state. But I guess that's for a conversation for another day, potentially.
Yeah. I was just going to say, do you think the teams that are in this league already, like, do you think they welcome this because they get, like, a tune-up game? Like, do you think they welcome an addition of another team or they don't?
It's like the expansion team. Like, yeah, you want to whoop up on, like, the Jaguars the first year, but the next year, Jaguars are going to the AFC title game. Yeah.
So did the Panthers, too, right?
Yeah, that was a very weird thing. The Texans did not do that well when they
no, they did not.
When they first came in. But anywho, yeah, I don't know. There's got to be some weird like bylaw thing that they maybe Hans dropped their like Lauren Graham a note or something.
Yeah, and I would think that's like an easy way to show sportsmanship too. To be like, oh yeah, you can have your own team of all terrible kids that
and
didn't
just beat the shit out of them.
Well, like in Little Giants, there's just like, we're going to have two teams and like, then we'll have a playoff. And then Ed O'Neill's team was just like, we're going to kick the shit out of you. And spoiler alert, they did not.
There you go. So moving on, we see Bombay. Bombay is working in the ice palace. We see that briefly. And then he comes out of the fog behind the Zamboni. I guess this ice palace, like are we thinking this is like replacing Hans's sports shop? Do you think we'll see Hans's sports shop in the series at all?
I would guess it's probably like a reincarnation of it. Like maybe Hans's skate shop shut down a while ago and then he like brought it back, but I don't know. Obviously wasn't going to name it Hans's sports shop. I don't know. Maybe it is like the same building. I think it would be that would be a nice callback.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Do we have any? Did we talk with Brill? I don't think we had any sort of insight into what the story is behind Bombay at this point. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think we know too much about that.
No, and that's, I think, one of the mysteries, like what happened to Bombay between, you know, Eden Hall and now, you know, you've got 20 plus years. What's he been doing? Again, it's like, oh, I was a scouting director for Team USA and now I retired here, something like that. He's clearly still involved in hockey, though, if she finds him at the Ice Palace.
Yeah, and he was like a hotshot lawyer. You would figure he could fall back on his law career, but, you know, maybe he got back into alcohol or something. All things to be revealed here. How did we feel about the whole this guy gag? I felt like that was the weakest part
wait,
of
hang
the trailer.
On. Wait, sorry. Can I go back before sure. I lose this thought? I feel like... there's going to be a kind of a parallel maybe a little bit between Bombay and I'm not going to be able to recall his name, but the I guess he was the custodian in Rudy, where it's like, I don't watch football anymore. You know, I don't care about the game, but he stays close enough to the game where it's still like, you know, it still has a pull on him. Mm-hmm. I think maybe you might see some parallels between that kind of character.
I wonder if they're going to do like a Bombay was a duck.
Oh, that'd be a good move.
I don't think it would actually, because it'd be like these kids on the internet, you know, they Google their coach first thing they look up who's our new coach, and they find that out, and they find out he like formed the Ducks, and they're not pissed about it, but then they can kind of learn about it. But yeah, it'd be interesting. And the whole Rudy thing, of course, if you haven't seen it, the janitor said like, I've never seen a game from the stands. It's because he was like a player, but he quit. Mm-hmm. And he regretted it like ever since, and then he claps at the end. Very touching moment.
Still an iconic clap, not for a good reason, just a
weird
clap.
He like misses his hand.
I'll try to find a gif of it and put it in the show notes, or just the YouTube video of it. So we have this guy thing about, you know, nobody really cares that we're not winning. And then Bombay is like, you know, who else doesn't care? This guy. And then the kid doesn't know who he's talking about. I thought that was the weakest part of the trailer, but I'm willing to give a pass to it. And then we see, you know, you got a little clips of Bombay sort of diving into his coaching, and then Lauren Graham about you care. We're getting some, I was getting some Bombay Miss McKay vibes. My question is like, can they really get together though, if there's going to be a season 2, season 3, like how long can they drag this sort of romance out?
Well, one thing that Brule said in his interview with us is they said they had like a quick peck, like a quick kiss. I'm guessing it was Bombay and Lauren Graham, or like two of the kids who like kiss each other. My guess is they don't get together at the end, because like, you're right, maybe it's kind of like you got to figure out for season 2, the kind of the question of, will they, you know, get together, won't they? And I guess we also don't know,
every show of all time always has a will they, won't they, like every successful show at least. So yeah, like I'm sure there will be some sparks or some indications of a possibility down the line.
And we don't know, maybe Bombay married Miss McKay. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that would be interesting. I think obviously like that's going to be a storyline. The question is just how long can they drag it out before if something happens. That was a good point though. Brill said because of COVID, they didn't really have as much hugging as they wanted, and they just wrote one small kiss into it. So
season 2 is going to be pretty hot and heavy.
Yeah, there you go. Any other sort of impressions you guys took from the trailer here?
So I'm like 1.5 episodes in, but I've started season 3 of Cobra Kai. And there, you know, there have been a few people that have mentioned that kind of connections between this and Cobra Kai, and like, and kind of the reboots like this. And I think there's a very distinct Disney heartfelt feel to the trailer versus like Cobra Kai, which still has its like hard edge to it. So that was kind of one thing that stuck out about me. I just, after just watching it again just now, I was like, okay, you can kind of feel like the Disney cheese as a part of this, which is totally understandable. But I just think it was a very stark contrast between the two, and it's just because it's fresh on my mind. But
yeah, Cobra Kai really takes it in a whole new direction, and there's just some sort of, like, it's in the background at all times, you know, Daniel LaRusso and Johnny and all that. But the storyline is really about, like, the kids. And, yeah, Mighty Ducks, obviously, you're going to have a similar, at least at the beginning, you're going to have a similar sort of exact same stories as what you had in D1, where you have a group of ragtag kids fighting the evil monster, which didn't necessarily happen in Cobra Kai. It was a little different. So
if you haven't watched Cobra Kai, go watch it, because it's awesome.
Yes, I recommend it. I have not
watched it. I need to watch that. And what's the show Brill said we had to watch?
Oh, Letterkenny. I started watching Letterkenny on season 2. I think
what streaming service? What streaming service? Hulu. Okay.
It's on Hulu. Yes. So it's on Hulu. If you played hockey, especially if you played hockey with Canadians, I think you'll enjoy it more just because there's two characters who are the hockey players in the town.
I guess Tommy and I still have time to join a Canadian hockey league.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Still time to dream. But yeah, the hockey players use all kinds of like the slang and everything that it really took me back to the playing days.
So my favorite, aside from the Mighty Ducks franchise, of course, my favorite most recent hockey movie was Goon. Mm-hmm. How is it on that same level, or is it more comedy?
I mean, the hockey players are a small part of the show. They're not the main characters in the show. They're definitely, you know, they're just basically the like comedic moments. There's not really a lot of like developing for them. They're just like kind of like dumb hockey player stereotypes, but they're funny. But yeah, I would recommend Letterkenny, recommend Cobra Kai. I've not seen season 3 yet of Cobra Kai though. Tommy, anything else on this trailer that you wanted to bring up or talk about?
You know, and so this was just a teaser trailer. And it was also apparently leaked when it wasn't supposed to, but I guess everyone just said, fuck it, you know, whatever, it's out there. And so you got to think there's some stuff in there. Well, maybe they wanted to add some things, but we're going to see more trailers. And they were, when we talked to Brill, they were still like in the editing process, right? And so we're going to learn more. And you got to wonder how much are they going to release, because we all have these same questions, like are they going to release like a Bombay trailer in the sense of like learn more about him or whatever. I also think they might not need to release a lot, because I think enough people would see this and be like, oh, let's see where they go with it. So I'm really interested to watch it. And did we confirm that it's going to be like a once a week kind of thing, similar to Mandalorian?
We did not. I can ask and see.
I know he said originally that was the plan, that it was going to be released, but
yeah, but I don't know.
And I mean, that would follow what Disney's done so far. So I
can't imagine. And obviously we can wait. We don't, I'm sure we'll get some more interviews with people over the next couple of months. And if not, we'll just go to Steve Brill and say, hey, make Emilio pick up the phone or something.
Yeah. I have to reach back out to him regarding Emilio. So I'll try to lock that down, because we only got like 2-3 months here until it drops on Disney Plus. So time is ticking.
I imagine in 2.5 months, they will, like 2-3 weeks beforehand is when we'll start seeing some press about it. And we'll circle back. We've got our way. So to the loyal Quackalites, there will be, I'm going to guarantee that we're going to get some interviews ahead of this thing.
Oh, wow. It puts a lot of pressure on me, but we'll figure out a way to get it done there. After watching this, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, what's your excitement about the series here?
I'll say 10, because I mean, it looks really good, and it looks like it's very well done. And as Brill said, like they spared no expense with it. They shot it, you know, theatrically. So I think it just looks really good. It looks like the casting was done really well there, and you can kind of like see where the callbacks are going to come from. So yeah, I mean, when I saw it, I was like, man, this looks really good. So I'm pretty pumped about it.
So one thing to think about Steve Brill and his filmmaking is he makes fun movies. And this looks like a lot of fun. And so I agree with Kevin. Like, I'm at a 10. I'm really excited for this. I think we're going to have to do, like, Kevin, Mike, and I, we're gonna have, like, some coordinated viewings, because unfortunately I'm not sure what the pandemic's going to look like. But I'm about as excited about this as I have for anything, you know. Think about, like, a piece of media that you've been really excited about. What is it? Maybe, like, Avengers Endgame, you know, Dark Knight. Seventh Harry Potter. It's like, this is like kind of like up there for, I think, our fan base. It's like, this is going to be something that we're all excited for. But at the same time, you don't want to build it up too much. And just kind of remember, like I said, Steven Brill, he makes really fun movies. You want to be in the right mindset when you're watching it. Otherwise, you're going to ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. And I think Brill said he tried to make it like the old movies, which were not, you know, super epic, crazy things, but they were fun, like Tommy said. So I agree. I'm at a 10 here. I think it's going to be fun. My only worry is the cheese factor, like Kevin said, but the cheese factor also makes the Mighty Ducks films fun. Like, there's a lot, we have gotten a lot of mileage out of the cheese factor in those films. So I think they will be right at home there. I'm excited to break it down.
Well, one thing I'm really interested in, and this will probably be a topic later on, is the child actors. I think Mighty Ducks 1, all the kids were just really good, and they were realistic. When you get Disney super involved nowadays, you kind of wonder, are these kids going to be kids, you know, in the sense where, you know, you've got, you know, the pranks they're pulling in like D1 where they got the can of beans, whatever, and the guy steals off with the purse, and they're looking at like the swimsuit issues. It's like, that probably wouldn't fly today, right?
Right.
And so you got to wonder, are these kids going to be realistic? Because I love those District 5 kids, and, you know, if you think about all of them, they're all kind of cut from the same cloth, but they've got personalities. And, you know, Goldberg is hysterical, Laverman. So are we going to have that here? So that's something I'm a little bit, I don't want to say I'm like, I'm worried about it. But I think that could be something that really makes the show, like, put it up into a higher tier if you got like this, if you have realistic kids in it.
That's a good point too, because you would figure the kids now, like, we know some of these kids, like Brady Noon, who's the main character, he's had acting roles before. Luke Islam was on America's Got Talent. I think they're more refined than the original Mighty Ducks kids were, where it was just like an open casting call. Nobody really knew anything about it. So obviously that could be good because, you know, they're better actors and actresses, but it also could be like a little less fun, I guess, because they are more refined and more sort of professional. So maybe we don't get as much just hijinks that end up making it on screen. A lot to think about. Kevin, anything else here before we close up? I don't think we can do the quack question because we have not named quack question of the year winner. So we're going no quack question.
Also, 4 days into the year, the quack lights have been slacking. No quack questions.
Yeah.
Although, so. Although I do want to give a quick shout out to @m_parent on Twitter, who finally realized, he says, guys, I just figured out Quackalite is a play on the word acolyte. Very smart. So
there you go.
Yeah, him out. We're finally figuring that out.
Duck call to @m_parent. And with that, remember, whoa, I almost got rid of, I didn't do our ending thing. Thanks to our producers, our executive producers, Elsie Barnett and Alex Ibarra. Our other producers, Deborah Chen, Jeremiah Bershey, Adam Ferry, Joyce Ng, Jared Beasley, Lisa Wobig, Anthony Geoffrey. If you want to join them, get your name mentioned on the show. There's a link in the show notes to donate. You can donate there. It helps the show a lot. It's really the only way for us to, you know, keep it going. So we appreciate it.
So we sell
a lot.
Our script for the R-rated Mighty Ducks
and a Broadway play.
Exactly. So if you want us to continue doing it, you can help out in that way. We'll send you some stickers and possibly some other stuff when we get it. Go to thequackattack.com. You can go there, contact us @QuackattackPod on Twitter, facebook.com/QuackattackPod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, tell us your thoughts on this Mighty Ducks trailer, for the lack of a better word. Go to the shop. Get the Quackalite 2, the newest design from Kevin, the Quackalite 2. It's fun and funky and very 80s feel. Looks good. I would recommend it. You can also go and get the originals. That's where Quackalite, OG Quackalite Joyce, she got the original shirt and then was teaching, I think it's her friend's kid, how to read with that shirt. So you can, I'll put that in the show notes. It's,
was she using the novelized versions of the Mighty Ducks to teach?
It was your original shirt that had all the names on it.
No, I know, but was she using the novelized books to teach? Oh,
as well? I don't know. I don't know. Somebody did get a new novel for Christmas, and they put it on Twitter, which I thought was a great Christmas present. I can't remember who it was, but I'll put you in the show notes too, because that was really funny. And with that, remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Bye-bye. Ain't no turning back. Got to be.